Hey, what's up, guys? Here in another episode of Eli Mike in the beautiful city of Beverly Hills. Where else, right? So we have an amazing guest today. Amazing in so many different crafts in her business. She is a real estate agent. She's also a huge influencer, always collaborating with very like-minded people. Here to introduce Cynthia Quiñones with us today. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, guys. I'm so excited to be here today. I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
Love amazing. We appreciate you being here with us.
Yes, we love how you walked into the studio with your amazing energy, your vibes. I was telling you a moment ago, you're like one of our most glamorous guests ever.
For so sure.
Thank you for being
thank
here. So glamorous.
Thank you. So thank you. That means a lot coming from you guys. Oh, I mean, hello.
We're nothing. But we appreciate you coming here. What city did you just come from right now?
I came from Fontana.
Fontana. Okay. Oh so that's God, a little bit too. Distant for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we were driving from there.
Yeah, I mean, but the drive is nothing. So please, by all means.
But that's just what separates you too, because you're a traveling businesswoman. Mm-hmm. You know, being a real estate expert, you know, a lot of that has to do with meeting clients, going all over the place. And that's something that's also seen in your business, right? Mm-hmm. So talking about, you know, you being Cynthia, being your brand, what are some of the things that create you, right? So what we'll do is we'll go a little bit backwards. Okay. We like mm-hmm. to start with how it all began, right? Like the Cynthia Quiñones of today. How were you created from the beginning, right? So let's go back to maybe when you were growing up, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So did you grow up with a full family? Was it just you as the only child?
Where did you grow up?
So I was born in Culiacán, Sinaloa.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Oh, I am God. The eldest of five children from my mom's side. And okay. No, not the eldest, but my dad also had five kids. So okay. it's 10 okay. kids.
Oh, my wow. God. No that. Kidding.
Okay. Yes. Wow. I'm probably the most coolest from my
there you
anyway.
Go. Okay.
Hey, you guys heard that. She's the coolest.
From my dad's side, not my mom's, because they will kill me.
Right. They're watching.
Yes,
they're watching.
Yes. But my mom crossed me over when I was a year old.
Okay.
So I was a baby, but that's where my roots are. I'm very deep rooted in my, you know, background and yes. where I'm from and mm-hmm. you know, very proud of that too.
Wow. Is it both your mom and dad from Sinaloa?
They both are, yes.
Oh, amazing. Yes. Amazing. Mm-hmm. And you guys all came to California together?
It was just my mom and me.
Oh wow. Mm-hmm. No way.
She crossed over with me. She mm-hmm. wanted a different lifestyle, mm-hmm. you know, than mm-hmm. what she grew up with. And my home, you know, both of my grandparents were murdered.
Oh my gosh.
One of them okay. was murdered in front of her. So it's like, she didn't want that life.
Oh my God. And that all happened in Sinaloa?
In Sinaloa, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How is that country right now? I mean, is it a country or is that a city?
Mexico.
State and a city, but Culiacán is really bad right now.
Okay,
really?
Got yeah, it.
They're like really, really bad. That's a place where before people say it's bad, no, we would go any time, no problems.
Okay.
It was like, this is our town, you
yes.
know, type of thing.
Right.
But right now, they're at war with each other.
Wow.
You know, and mm-hmm. we can't go, and the people that are living there are just trying to survive every single day.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's insane. Yeah. Did any of your family members stay out there still?
Or my dad is out there, and all his family's
oh,
out
wow.
there.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And some of my mom's side.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely we can confirm that your upbringing by being raised by just your mom.
Yeah.
Was that very difficult, I assume?
I think that's what made me the strong woman that I am today.
Okay.
I mm-hmm. got to see a woman just come over here to literally, she was young herself, what, 19, 20,
oh, wow.
you know,
yeah.
herself. Yes. She came over here with me, stood at family members' house while she got herself together. Mm-hmm. And right away she got herself situated, and that's where I got to see the strong personality, and I think that's where I got it from.
Wow. Yes, because that's yes. always that's so beautiful. But that is always one of our questions as well, like where do you get your inspiration, where do you get you being this boss lady that you
yes.
are, because we always feel like somebody has an inspiration, and sometimes it's themselves, but
right.
from what I hear, it seems like your mom is the one that inspired
oh, yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love that. Love
yeah.
that. And was she just like a single working mom? Did she ever like remarry or anything
she
like that?
She did eventually remarry. Okay. That's where the other four kids came.
Okay.
You know, it's my sister Sarah. She's 5 years younger than. Mm-hmm. Like she had twins.
Oh wow.
Louise, and then my youngest brother.
Okay.
He Sebastian. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And where did you get raised? In what city? In the States.
In Santa Ana.
Okay. So in Orange County.
Okay. Yes,
Orange County. So you're an Orange County girl.
Yes, okay, okay. Yes. Okay, my youngest years, I was Santa Ana, then we moved to Costa Mesa.
Okay.
For the remaining of my years, and then.
So Orange County.
Orange County,
yes. Is that where the blonde comes from? Is that where the blonde comes from?
Yeah, I guess so. Love
it. The fabulous
and
blonde.
And it looks good on me. Yeah. You know?
I mean, it really does.
It looks really good on you. I was a little jealous. I was like,
yeah,
super
there's competition over
you
here.
Know?
Yeah, you know? He needs to get it together a little bit.
I know. I need your hair. Stylist, mine is a little bit off right now.
Yes, no. You guys are always just.
Thank you for that.
Yes,
thank you. Ready? Okay. And so you were raised in Santa Ana. How was that upbringing? Because you came from Sinaloa, where it may not have been, you know, the best place maybe at the time and also now. How was your upbringing in Santa Ana with your, you know, your new, I guess I would say, stepdad? And your new
yeah,
sister?
Oh, he's amazing. Okay. Yeah, okay. He's been amazing.
Love
yeah.
It,
he
it.
Spoiled me rotten. So
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
love it.
I was very expensive when I was little.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And everything.
Do you feel like it was like an upbringing of more like was it more of like a hard upbringing? Or do you feel
no.
like okay,
no,
okay,
it wasn't.
Talk to us.
Okay. No, it was very smooth. My mom made sure it was very smooth mm-hmm, for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that.
That's
love
good.
That,
so growing up, obviously, you had a strong, you know, a strong backbone, which is your mom. She helped you, you know, become who you become now. How did you get into real estate? Because obviously you're in real estate and you've been in real estate for how long now?
Today is my second year that I got my license.
Okay. Oh my God. So a license Yay. For 2 years.
Happy yes, anniversary.
Well, yes. celebration.
But I didn't start practicing it till following year in January. So
okay. Amazing. Okay. How do you like real estate?
I love it.
Okay.
I love it. I think this is my calling, you know. how did I get to it? Well, I got married pretty young.
Okay.
Is your husband here?
He definitely is. He's right there. He's
love
my
it.
Biggest supporter, cheerleader.
Oh my God, yes. Shout out to the hubby.
Me,
shout out to the hubby.
He loves me to death.
Love it. Love it.
Oh my, that sounded scary.
Well, you're right.
Oh my God.
He loves me to death. Probably hates me too.
You know, it goes both
Don't
ways.
Don't worry, I get it from him too. It's
right.
okay.
Yeah, but I make his world go round, you know. So
yeah.
I'm
right. Oxygen. Hey, I make his world go round too. So
you see what
you.
I'm saying? Okay, thank you.
You're on
thank
the same
you.
Levels here.
You know, it's like if I die. He will have to die himself.
You know.
There you go.
What is he going to do? What
right.
is he going to do? He
yes.
can't do anything in life.
Right.
He doesn't even have his social security. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
I love
yeah.
it. I love it.
Babe, what's my birthday? Just kidding.
Yes. Yeah.
That is this
is so good.
That is that
no, part. But you know, that's yeah. how good he has it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So
he
good.
Has it great because I make sure he's mm-hmm. taken care of.
No, I love that.
So going back to real estate, so what interested you? Is it? Just the fact of the commissions? Is it maybe the way you communicate with
no.
these clients?
What was it? I think I didn't know, like, I was a child, mm-hmm. then I was a wife, then I became a mom,
okay.
and I felt like I always had to either, it was always someone else instead of me too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, it got to the age where my youngest is old enough to mm-hmm. be on his own, because I feel like I'm a helicopter mom.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, now he's old enough to be not needing me like every second, you mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So now what am I going to do with my life?
Right.
That's
right.
kind of how it started.
Okay.
Got it.
And then
okay.
I couldn't just do any job.
Mm. Like, you know?
I didn't see myself, you know, doing just any regular
yes,
thing.
Yes, like. Yes.
So then I felt like I had a passion for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went and tried it. And I love it.
Oh my gosh. I really yeah. feel like you have a passion for it because I'm also in real estate. I've been doing it for about 10 years. But the crazy thing is I feel like you've been doing it for 10 years or 20 years, even though you look so young. But
yeah.
when you're posting your reels or videos online about real estate and educating right. the community, I'm just like, wow, she really knows what she's doing. You're always marketing yourself. You always know what to do when it comes to reaching out to people in regards to real estate. And I just think that's so amazing because there's people in the game of real estate that have been doing it for 20 years or 10 years or 5 or whatever, and they're not even doing anything close to what you're doing. So, you know, I'm actually shocked that you said 2 years right now.
Yeah.
Because, again, I really feel like you've been doing this for so long. Like, you're somebody that I can call. Even though I've been doing this for 10 years, I'm like, I need to call Cynthia. I have some questions. You're going to be there.
Thank
you're going to be there.
Yes.
And so... it's amazing how you walked into this and really like made it your thing, you know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. And then so, for example, I feel like I came in here committed to cross the line. Like, I always take pride. I'm like, oh, I passed the test on the first try, you know, the state test, you know. I feel like, oh my God, yay, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And I was kind of I was stalling. Should I take it? Because I hate to lose or to fail.
Of course.
So then I'm like, am I ready to do it? And I'm like, oh, well, this is the best that I can do. I'm just going to go ahead and take it. Oh, like, there's no more I can try. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I went past it and I'm like, okay.
On your first try.
On my first try.
Oh my God. This is how hard the test is, guys, that it took Eli 5 times.
Yes,
I had to put him on blast.
I know.
Of course he would say that. Of course.
But it took him 5 times.
But I've still been in the game for 24 years.
That part. So that part.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. But, and also for me, it took me 2 times. And so it is a pretty difficult test. You know what I mean? And
it is.
And so for you to take it on your first try, that's. You know, deserves a pat on the back for sure.
Yeah, and honestly, I was when I was looking at it, I'm like, oh my God, there's no way I passed it. I'm so confused. I'm so lost.
Wow.
Because some questions are meant to confuse you.
Yes, they are.
So I'm like, oh no, there's no way. And I got there late because I had parked in the wrong parking lot.
Oh my God.
And I was coming in, they're like, if you parked up there, you're supposed to move. No. And I was one of the last ones to get there already. So I'm like, oh,
you're not allowed to be late, by the way, guys.
You're not allowed to be late. No. So I ran. I think he called me at that time when I was running to the car. I was running because I'm like, oh no, I don't know when I'm gonna be able to take it again. So I was running to the car. So I was one of the last ones.
Okay.
So when I was doing the test, I seen like a few, like 4 people probably get up, and I was already kind of like almost done, but I was a little confused, and I'm like, there's no way I passed it because I'm already done. And all these people that came here after me are still here. Before me are still here.
Yes.
So I went. I'm like, I don't know anymore. So that's it. You know, I'm just going to not waste my time and just turn it in.
Okay.
Turn it in. And I'm walking out. And I'm like, I failed. You know, in my head, I was like, I failed. I'm not even going to look at it because I'm going to cry. Wait till the car, you know, or when I get home. Yeah. And I'm walking out. And there was a person insisting me to show him my...
Really?
My yes. Okay. He was insisting... Oh, let's see. And I'm like, no, no. And I'm like, I'm going to be so embarrassed. So I open it and it said, congratulations.
Oh my God.
Wow. Congratulations.
Wow.
But see, that's the difference between someone focused and mission oriented like you. So obviously you took the exam. I think you had you mentally were ready.
Right.
But obviously it's just the fact that it is nerve wracking to know, okay, what is this paper going to look like?
Yes.
You know, but you made it happen. And, you know, now you have the ability to go out there and show people these beautiful homes and tell them, hey, I'm a real estate agent that can serve your needs, find you a property. Because you're placing people, families, into properties.
And they're forever and homes.
They're forever homes.
Some of them are forever homes.
No, exactly. Yeah. And that's a very, very big dream, because by us doing this many years, and you've been in it for 2 years, that is so calming. So it's such a great thing. It's like giving back to your community and helping someone that's just walking the street that didn't have a chance to have a house before. And now they have a house. And when they sleep on those beds, they're like, Cynthia.
You know, I think a lot of the Hispanic community has in their heads that the dream of becoming a homeowner, it's so far-fetched, they don't even think about it, you know? And I have came, not that I came into their lives, no, but I feel like to a lot of people that I worked with, I've given them a sense of hope.
Right.
They reached out to me. They felt confident enough to reach out to me. And I'm placing them in their homes they never even imagined.
Right.
So that to me is the most beautiful thing I can ever say
Beautiful. Out of this. That's so beautiful. Real estate is our heart for sure. We really love it. And it's because you get to help people.
Yeah.
And that's one of the most fulfilling things that you could, you know, you can get is helping people. And this is actually like a really powerful message, because you're saying that you were a wife and then a mother and then a real estate agent, which is so powerful. Can we rewind a little bit? So you became a wife. When was this?
So I met him when he was 16.
Okay. Oh my God.
Yes.
Wait, and how old are you anyways? 20?
I am 26.
Okay. 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 I was like,
you so that means recently?
Right. Yeah. I just met him like... A few years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my
a
God.
Couple of days.
So he's 18.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my God.
No. I am 38 years old.
Oh
Okay.
Yes.
How is that possible?
So I decided that I'm going to stick with a number, and it's going to be 36. Okay. So I'm going to tell you guys I'm 38, but I'm 36.
Okay.
And I'm not going to change it forever.
And it's staying there forever.
It's going to stay 36 forever.
Okay. Let's table that. You're 36, even though you look like you're 20. But we'll,
yes,
you know,
yes.
We'll use the number 36 for whatever reason.
36. But, you know. I don't know. For some reason, I feel like that's the number, and I'm going to stick with it. But okay. I am 38 years old. Okay. I met him when I was 16.
Oh, wow.
I got pregnant when I was 18.
Okay, so and early motherhood.
And before then, I had a strict mom, too. That. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, I feel like I've always had to ask for permission. Not that I have to ask him for permission. I just let him know what time it is. You know?
I mean, what time is it?
I'm like,
you know, there's only one time. Jeez. Right.
No, but you know, you still, you know, you're married. You know, then you know, my mom. You know, you're like, you're always answering to other people. It's always other people. Whether mm-hmm. it's my mom, then my husband, then my kids.
Right, right.
Because now my son is like, now I feel like I have to ask him for permission.
You know.
But then I remember, I'm like, wait, you are my child, you little 10-year-old.
Yeah.
He's like, Mom, where are you going? And what are you wearing? And I'm like, you know? Okay. Well, he's 11, I know. But he just turned 11.
Okay,
that is cute.
But yeah, but my little son, he has the demeanor, like he's a boss and tries to tell me what to do. I'm like, hell no.
Yeah, you gotta put your foot down for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, I feel like it's always Cynthia the mom, Cynthia the daughter, Cynthia the wife. Uh-huh. And I'm like, hell no.
Were you working at the time of becoming a wife and then, you know, having your baby and then?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't
okay.
working before, no.
Okay.
Okay. No, before I got into real estate, I went to another company.
Okay.
I started working.
Okay. Let's actually correct that because I feel like a working mother also works at home. You know, if you're watching your kids.
Yes.
Because being a mom is a full time job.
It really
is. We don't have a break ever. Yes. You know?
So then, was it like a few years where you weren't like working as a corporate or working for like, you know, being like an entrepreneur or anything like that?
I feel like I've always been an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to say
right,
this.
You know,
there's a
me
few
either.
Words that I don't know how to
I struggled
say,
it a little bit. Yes.
You know, but you guys get the point.
Yes.
I've always had that, whatever it is, whatever I've done back in the day. I've done like I've done a lot of shit. But when it comes to then, I was just waiting for my son to be big enough for me to figure something else besides just being so consumed in my kid's life, you know?
And yes, I love that. And the reason why I asked this question about, you know, were you working or whatnot, because I'm sure there's a lot of moms that are, you know, at home and it's a full-time job, but maybe they want to get back out there in the field of maybe a different type of line of work. Do you have like advice for them? Just do it. Like, what made you kind of just push yourself and be like, I'm doing this. Today's the day.
Right.
You know, how could we inspire the masses?
You know that my DMs are flooded with women talking about Cynthia. You inspire me because you know we see you're married. We see you have kids. Some are old. Some are young. You know you're very active on your social life on just everything. Right. They're like you. We feel like no matter the age, we can start in. Do it for us, you know.
I love that.
That is so beautiful that they're doing that, and this is something that I want to keep proving to them that if I did it, anybody could do it. Believe me.
That's a very strong statement too. So when you got into real estate, obviously that was one moment that you decided to concrete and create a foundation or do some kind of business. What made you want to be a real estate agent? Was there just one day you're sitting at home and you're like watched an infomercial or some other real estate agent? What made you like, I want to do that?
Yes. I was watching Selling Sunset.
Okay.
I was like, that looks cute. That looks something like I could do.
Okay,
just kidding.
Okay. Right.
No, but is that really the truth? Selling Sunset got you inspired? It could be. I mean, it's possible.
I think so, but that's going to sound so bad though if I say
not really,
that.
No. I mean, Selling Sunset is a luxury brand and it's a luxury business. And I feel like the way they portrayed it may have been a little extra, but the fact is it still makes people want to have interest in I mean, I would want to dress up and look beautiful like right. you do, Cynthia, and go out there and show people opportunities right. to invest, you know?
Yeah, because my life was always like getting ready, going to dinners, socializing. So I'm like, I have to stick to something that makes sense already to my lifestyle mm-hmm. that I, you know?
Yes.
So realtors, what right. do? We dress up, we yes. go to dinners, we socialize. Yes. I mean, it just made sense in that way, you right. know?
Correct.
That I'm like, okay, I'm going to go do something and I'm going to kill it, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm not going to lie. I think it took me like 4 years for me to actually start. Mm-hmm. From mm-hmm. the time that I got the idea to do it
yes.
to the day that I went and took my test. Yes. And even to go and start. And
start the work.
Start took me like almost 4 years.
And wow. Why yeah. would you say that? Why, what was kind of holding you back? Was it
I just didn't think I was ready. Okay. I didn't think I was ready. Then the time with COVID and yes. I had the kid. You know, uh-huh. what I wanted, I was waiting for my son to be in school fully. Mm-hmm. Then he was, and then yes. there was COVID, so right. he had to be home, you
so
know?
One thing after another.
Yeah, so then I was like, I'm not prepared. And I wasn't going to jump into something that I wasn't 100% prepared.
And
you know?
And like looking back at it now, do you feel that you were ready though? Or do you feel
no,
like
I wasn't.
You weren't?
Okay. I okay. wasn't ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then basically, if somebody's thinking about doing a move like this, or maybe you're you know, a dad or mom at home and you are not currently working like in the field or entrepreneur work, or you know, basically your advice is really to do it when you're ready.
I think when you're ready, it's the best time, especially because I did it when I was right, when the time was right,
okay, I
and I feel like I killed it for yes. that reason,
oh
you
my
know?
God. And it shows because yeah. you passed the test on the first try,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you come into real estate and you're closing so many deals, helping so many families, mm-hmm. sellers, investors, buyers, and yeah. you know, some people do come into this world and they the statistics are in real estate, at least for the last 2 years, mm-hmm. have, and you've been in it for 2 years, and all I ever
I
see
just made the cut.
Oh my god, right? Love, you did. And it's crazy because the last 2 years have been the hardest to sell real estate.
It's been tough.
So I've heard,
you
yes.
know, and I think it's like most agents are closing zero or one transaction the whole entire year. And we see you all over social media handing keys and having balloons and champagne and doing yeah. all of it. But it shows that you are ready.
Yeah.
It shows that you are
Thank
committed.
You.
And that's just really, really powerful yes. to see it here live in person, you know?
Yes. No, thank you. And a lot of women are coming into the real estate business, you know, and they think, I think they have a different thought about it. They think things are going to be handed to them, and when they don't see anything coming to them, they just give up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want that for mm-hmm. them, you know.
Right.
I want them to succeed just like I did. I am an open book, and I'm also you can call me whenever you want. You can text me. I always tell them, call me, or anybody that doesn't know me, they can call me or text me. I swear I will answer. Mm-hmm. My phone I never leave my phone unattended. Like, if you, especially right now, because I'm so fresh to the mm-hmm. game, I don't have the luxury to put my phone away and mm-hmm. answer my calls whenever I want
right.
to. If I want to succeed, I'm gonna do it right. So
yes.
my phone, if it rings, I'll answer.
Love,
you know, and
yes.
if you're asked, and it doesn't matter if it's a client, if it's just a new agent mm-hmm. trying to just make it,
yes.
I hope I am the person mm-hmm. that gives you guys hope, that I will answer my phone and help you guys.
That's
without
amazing.
Anything to gain.
Oh my
you
God.
Know
I love that. And you know what, you're easily portraying a really great real estate agent. You actually have such a strong vibe, and you connect with your clients very well. With the times that we've even discussed with some clients, they follow you. They know that you're going to place them in the right with
yeah.
in the right hands. And I think that itself, that's why I think Cynthia Quinones, you have over 500,000 followers on your social media, on Instagram, and I'm sure in other platforms as well. And people follow something that they find as interest. Like, maybe if I was a woman, right, or any women that are watching, I want to see what she's up to. How do I follow her? How do I become this independent woman to become this amazing real estate agent, or maybe in finance, or maybe empower themselves
right.
to get out of their house and say, hey, I could be more than just a housewife, or maybe just staying at home, maybe doing nothing, right? So how do you feel knowing that women out there are watching you and getting inspired by you, by everything you do, even you doing your
and
hair,
men, because
and
I'm
men too,
inspired
by even doing your hair, because it might be something interesting, right? A lot of people think, oh, why are you doing your hair? Like, who are you going to impress?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we all have the self-consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
We want to look beautiful,
oh,
impress
yeah.
ourselves, because self-love is important. But you also have an image that you portray to the world,
right.
and you do that very well. How do you feel that people are watching that?
It honestly makes me feel amazing to know that, to know that, you know, people are inspired, because I have also been at my lowest, mm-hmm. you know, and I have looked up to people, and I just, you know, I would see them and I'm like, oh my God, they're doing so great. You know, just to know that I'm doing, even if it's one person, that I could change their life by just the way they think, by the way that they see that I started at a old, you know, mm-hmm. older age, you know, I'm not 19 or 18, you know, or 21. I'm 38, 26, you know, I'm older, you know, I already have kids. There's a perception that if you have kids mm-hmm. or married, you know, so I feel like I'm not just doing it for myself. I'm doing it for them, you That's know, so and amazing. I try to every day at least give a little bit of hope on Instagram or inspiration. So all the women that are following me can see that. Nothing, you can start over every single year of your life or decade, you yes. know, it's never too late. And that's beautiful.
And you do have a lot of followers, yeah. you know, 500,000 plus. When did you actually start going viral like this?
Maybe like 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just,
less, probably 10 years ago. See, I'm so confused. Time flies.
And it was just you and your personality. And
it was just me. It was mm-hmm. just me okay. going out, eating. There
you go. Love it. Everyone loves you. We love you.
You know, and it's so funny because people still, like, just random people, they don't even call me just for real estate. Mm-hmm. Some people are like, hey, Sin, I'm in your town. Where do I go eat? Or, mm-hmm. hey, Sin, do you know a photographer? Hey, oh Sin, do you know makeup artist? Hey, you know, love I'm like, it. The go-to for everything. Okay. I'm like the plug.
Right? So you're like, I might as well sell houses.
Yeah, I might as, you know? Yeah. I was getting a lot of business. Hey, do you know somebody that sells houses mm-hmm. that's really good?
Yes.
And I was seeing, you know, I'm like, why am I handing them over when I could just be, exactly. you know?
Yes, yes. And do you keep in contact, like, personally when people DM you? Is that really you writing them back? Because, again, having 500,000 plus followers, it's hard to keep up with everybody. But I know when I write, you're writing me back. So are you writing everyone back?
You know what? I write everyone back. That's so and good. I think I have, there is a problem with me. My phone is right next to me. Yes, and I'm just like, right. you yes, know, yes. I mean, of course, I put on do not disturb right now. Yeah, but yes, right yes. when we get out, I'm going to be there. It's going to be off the hook. But it's me, because I dislike when I'm DMing people and then their AI is replying back to right. me. How can I help you? How can I assist you? Right. And I'm like, oh, shut up. You know?
Yeah, we actually had one and we shut it down pretty quickly.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, we can't do that.
2 days worth and then we're
like that's no, my no. friend. Like, you're replying back with like a lead generating system.
Yes.
Like, it's like, do you want to sign up for our course? And they just said hi.
And
we're like, this is not working.
I miss you. Where you've been like, yeah, sign up for our course for $4.99.
And I'm going to tell you something. The reason why I feel like I became successful so quick in real estate is because I'm very personable. Mm-hmm. So if I'm sending out a DM saying, hi, this is Cynthia Quinones, mm-hmm. how can I assist you?
Yes.
People are going to be, oh, hell no. You right. know what I mean?
Such a, yeah.
So I, right away, I don't know you. If you DM me, I'm going to talk to you like I've been knowing you forever.
Love it.
Baby, how are we doing? Girl, you know what I mean? Beautiful. Right. And I'm serious. And that's not me being fake. It's because every woman is beautiful in its
of
own.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I love that.
You
know?
So it's really you. It's you guys heard it here today. It's not an AI Cynthia. So. You're talking to Miss the actual
thing. Yes, yes.
And going a little bit further back as well, I know we were already going into real estate. Did you always want to be a real estate agent? What
no,
was it
never.
When what was it that you wanted to do right. when you were a younger girl and you're like, this is what I want to do?
Oh, like the supermodel.
Let's bring up the real dream. But like, what was the real dream of what
so
of your life?
Growing up, oh my goodness. I always thought I was gonna be a movie star or okay. you know, so my mom took me to modeling classes and acting classes.
So you actually went to these?
I did. Okay. And I was in events and I was modeling and I went on for a while and then I even met him and he would take me to my modeling event, fashion walks, whatever.
Yes. Wow.
So it was always a dream of me. I even went into like, did a lot of Mexican like awards. Like,
oh, wow. The ceremonies.
Yes, when you go and give the award. Oh my gosh, really?
You know, I can see you doing that.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah. Yes.
That's so cool.
I was, yeah, I've done a lot of stuff. Hopefully those videos never come back.
Oh really? God. I was actually asking you so you can throw them in the podcast on little pop-ups of your past.
I don't know. Something happened with that whole group of I don't know, but I don't know where those videos are at anymore. Mm-hmm. But I did a lot.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
So you wanted to be a movie star, and now obviously you're now a real estate agent. But yes. Why did you give that up?
I gave it up because one time, I was in Miss Panamericana. So I don't know how many girls of us, all over, I was representing Sinaloa or Mexico.
Okay.
There was Salvador. There was a bunch of other states that were all like Hispanic community. Mm-hmm. That's a big event here in LA, and I didn't place the top three or I didn't win. I didn't win because I placed.
Okay.
And I think that just discouraged me so much.
Really.
And before that, there was a lot of things that I felt like. This is just, everybody just wants money. Mm-hmm. You go to something and they're promising you the world, but it's like, well, you got to take these classes with us and it's going to be this much. So I feel like it was just a lot of just wanting and promises. And I was young, you know, and I was really discouraged. Not that I'm a sore loser, but I guess I am. That's why I gave up.
I feel like these are all experiences. A lot of, not necessarily losses, but I think a lot of downtimes, situations like this help make you better. Like it makes your core stronger.
Right.
Because obviously if it didn't happen, maybe you would have still been in a movie. Maybe you would have still been encouraged to continue, but maybe it wouldn't have worked out. And it would have been pivoting you in a different roller coaster. But I feel like it all happened for a reason.
And then I got pregnant, too. Mm-hmm. I got pregnant, and I mean, you choose. I chose.
Yes.
You know, I mean, everybody, being pregnant doesn't mean you're going to stop your life.
Right.
But for me, I just felt like I had to, you know, and that's what I did.
Or start a new life.
Yes. You know? Yeah, that's what I, yes. Because love that is very time consuming.
Yes.
You know, we're all the way over there. Mm-hmm. So, but by then, I had already moved. Mm-hmm. We moved over there, and then driving over here like every day, it was too much. So then I'm like, now I'm pregnant. So I just decided to just step back and forget about it completely.
Okay.
And now obviously you're married. So how long have you been married for?
So I met him when I was 16. He pretty much right away came to live with me. And it's so funny because my mom, of course, you know, she's very traditional, but he would come over just to stay in the living room and the couch. Okay. I'll be in my room.
I mean, he was 18?
16. I think we got together right away, like at 18, like living together. And we're still together.
Wow. So that's about 18 years of marriage, right? Right about?
What is it? 20?
20 years.
23? See, yeah, because when I met him, he had a 2-year-old son, which he's my son.
Right.
Baby Glenn. He's about to be 25 this year. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. You guys look like you're 25. What's
so 23 years.
23
years.
Oh my God. Insane.
You guys really look like you're like that age. I'm not kidding. I'm actually shook right now, but the show must go on.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
But so since we're talking about hubby. You know, a lot of, or even if wives, whatever it may be, but, you know, the audience, maybe they're watching right now and they do want to go out and be, you know, somebody who's an entrepreneur like you or a boss lady. And the thing is, I feel like a lot of people are held back by their partners. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have this, you know, fight or, you know, with your partner to not, that stuff made you stop to not go out there, or did you always have the support?
No, actually, like I said, I had a great life. I felt like I had a great life. You know, I would just wake up, take the kids to school. Mm-hmm. Then I would go have brunch with my girlfriends. I mean, I had a just fabulous life, you know.
Yes.
Where else are we going next, you know?
Right.
And then, but I got this idea and I told him. So after that happened, he, like I said, it took me 4 years, but he was very like, babe, come on, like, this is what you want, you know? Wow. He was very supportive. Oh, he kept reminding me, and I'm not gonna lie, at times I would hate him, because he's like, you're not studying, you know, this is what you want.
So I mean, he was probably pushing you the right way. I mean, sometimes those little pickles are necessary.
Yeah,
you know?
This is an amazing story to hear, because most of the time you hear of the partner not supporting,
right?
Or they're complaining, like, why are you studying so much? Like, we should be doing something together.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here saying he was like,
supportive. He was very supportive. Okay. But I also want to tell other women, like, also don't get discouraged, because maybe he was at the time when he was okay to like, hey babe, you know, we're getting older, you know, this is what you want to do, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if he would have been that supportive back then. So what I'm trying to say is don't give up to women. Mm-hmm. Maybe your husband's not supportive right now, but things could change. I love that. You know,
right.
And also I know how hard it is, you know, if when there's, we always want to have like kind of like a husband's approval. Mm-hmm. You know, and some of them might feel lost. Mm-hmm. And that's completely fine, you know. Mm-hmm. There's so much you can do, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. What twisting this in a different version of a question, what is maybe perhaps a time or an experience that you had that you maybe felt like you just couldn't do what you're doing now? So maybe you were just like destroyed, maybe a bad situation, a bad experience, maybe something that where you were like, I'm not getting out of bed anymore, I just can't continue, whether it's life, whether it's depression, whether it's a battle with your husband that just you thought this was over. Was there ever a situation that perhaps you were in your downtime and you somehow came out of that?
In life?
Yeah.
Yes. Anytime in life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what was your hardest day? Like, your hardest day, and how did you pull yourself out of it?
Whew.
I know it's a tough question.
There's probably a lot of hard days, but I'm sure there's one that everybody remembers. That day was tough.
Because we feel like a lot of our audience, sometimes they're going through times where it's so tough. They might even be watching this right now, and they're laying in bed, and they just don't want to get out of bed. And they see our shows sometimes, and then they see this question and hear it, and they're like, oh, my gosh, if that person can snap out of it from what they went through, maybe I can. So maybe you could share with the audience.
I think I was lost for a minute, mm-hmm. and I didn't like where my life was going. I was having a lot of issues with my husband, and you see other people's life and they look better and they're succeeding in life, and I was like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. You know, I felt like I'm only getting older, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the answer you guys wanted to hear.
Well, that's a really good answer. Answer to the question we had, because a lot of people are always having marital problems. Some people give up.
Right.
Some people give up. They divorce and they just feel like it wasn't working out. But you did have the downtime. You had your challenges with your husband, but somehow, some way, you both overcame that. Sometimes it's a commitment issue. Sometimes it's meeting halfway. Sometimes it's just accept the difference. So there's so many different solutions to that, but
how did you overcome that?
So, you know what? My life has, I come across very like cheerful and mm-hmm. happy, yes. and my life's perfect.
Right.
By all means, my life is not perfect or mm-hmm. has not been perfect, mm-hmm. but I guess it's just my attitude towards things that make things that much better.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But I mean, I've had my heart's battles. And maybe there was a time when I didn't think we were going to see the next page,
right.
you know,
yes.
I thought we were done.
Yes.
And which I do want to say, we always say, oh, you know, a very famous saying is the grass is not greener on the other side.
Right.
It's where you water it. You know, mm-hmm. I think we both felt like we were going to lose each other.
Okay.
That it had to be both of us wanting this to work. It couldn't have been me wanting it to work or him, because it wasn't going to work that way. You
right.
know, we both wanted it to work. And there was a time where I'm like, damn, we're going to get divorced, you know? Mm-hmm. And which is totally okay if people divorce, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's situation is different,
right.
you know? But for us, it worked out that we kind of, we're meant for each other, you know? And it just, because some people hold on to marriage for so long mm-hmm. and then it doesn't work out for them.
Basically, what you're saying is, like, you both kind of came together to make this work.
Yeah. So yeah, because we would have been divorced had one of us not cared enough to make. We were, like, at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm, like, wow. I never faked my life. Mm-hmm. My, you mm-hmm. know, my life could be upside down.
Yes.
You know, everything you can think of, a relationship has gone through. We've gone through it.
Yes.
But when we seemed that everything was lost, that's when we both kind of were like, all right, we don't want this. We
wow.
want to stay with each other.
Wow.
And we give it our all. And here we are.
And you know
that's
what?
So powerful.
I love the statement you said, that inside there is this baby Cynthia that still cries, still has her struggles. But you hold your image.
Yeah.
in such a grand way, which is powerful, right? Because a lot of women and men as well, they have difficulty portraying this powerful human being, this energy that can be contagious. You know how to do that so well, unintentionally. You just walk out and like, I'm having a good day. Look at my makeup. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Right? But inside, you're like, if I can just stay in bed and hide, it would be great. But it's because you're a fighter. You know what you want in life. You have a good husband that's supporting you now. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that's what I'm explaining correctly.
So also, I feel like I have daughters too that they got to look up to. Mm-hmm. Then I'm the oldest of my sisters, so I have my sisters too. Mm-hmm. So I always want to be the strong one, you know? Mm-hmm. Even though sometimes I am the baby.
Yeah, yeah.
It is okay, you
know,
to be.
But it's like I have to, you know, be strong, and I have to, you know, I have to do this, mm-hmm. you know? And not only am I doing, for example, now that I'm doing real estate, not only do I have to be successful for myself, but I got to be successful for my sisters, mm-hmm. my mom, mm-hmm. my daughters, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes,
and
yes.
Now I think Instagram has given me that purpose where so many women reach out to me every single day and they're wow. like, you inspire me. Thank you. Because of you this, because of you that. Mm-hmm. That to me means the world. And now I'm like, oh, I got a new set of people that I gotta keep up for, you know?
Yes.
There's no downtime for me.
Oh my gosh. And yeah. usually we have different answers when we ask the question of like, you know, what was your darkest moment and how did you get out of it? And I don't think we've had this answer yet before your answer, which is basically it's like the person, but you know, your answer is powerful because it was you and your husband who had to come together to kind of pull mm-hmm. you guys back up to the light.
Yeah.
And you know, that's strong for you to say, because a lot of people sometimes will say it was themselves or it was a mentor or it was, but you guys saw what was on the table, there was issues, and you had to fix it together. Because again, if it was just you trying to fix it, then it probably wouldn't have worked. Or if it was just him,
exactly.
It took both of you guys.
It took, yeah.
So I know if people are watching this right now, they must, you know, maybe going through situations like this as well. Maybe they're taking it on their own, mm-hmm. but instead of taking it on your own, maybe you do need that partner that you're going through with, and maybe sit them down and see what's on the table. And you know, if sometimes it takes two.
Yeah.
And I think that was a really powerful
yeah.
message that you
yeah.
spread right now. And thank you for being so honest
thank
and
you. I know.
Vulnerable, because a lot of these questions are very deep.
I know.
So
no,
thank
no,
you.
It's
so
okay.
And you know, it's a perfect example too, because I'm divorced, so I'm the one that actually couldn't put the band-aid together.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right, like it does take two to make it work, because
right.
he could have been the one saying, I can't make it work, and it would have never worked out.
Mm-hmm.
But it the words you say provide a lot of different things and answers for different people that are going
right.
to watch this reel, because they're going to see, wow, like I'm that person. Maybe
yeah.
it's me. Maybe I should just talk to my husband or my significant other or my boyfriend or girlfriend and figure out
yeah.
a solution. Because I think you can agree with this. I feel like relationships are all the same. It's just what the situation might be. It's all mindset and certain abilities to understand each other. And I feel like you can give up on the relationship and go on to the next. And it might be different drama, but it's still at the end drama in how you handle it.
Right.
So no matter what it is, you can't keep hopping, because
right.
it's still the same thing in essence.
Yeah, it's because we don't know what the next person's going to bring to us. Or
right.
listen, I might get mad at him over some things, but then the next person's going to come and I'm going to get mad about something else.
Yeah,
for sure,
it'll be something
you know?
Completely different, right?
So that's a fact, you know? But I mean, that's my perspective. That's my journey in life.
Mm-hmm.
All the divorced women, I'm all for you guys too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a very strong thing to be able to divorce someone. Like,
of course.
You know, it has to take everything from you to go through the divorce and what the divorce brings you,
mm-hmm.
you know? So those women are my heroes too.
All love
you
love
know?
Yes.
Cheers, love. Cheers. Love. Cheers.
So let's give out some secrets, right? So first starting with your beauty secrets.
Right.
So you have
yes.
makeup on, nails. I mean, you have your long hair, beautiful black dress, and you look amazing. So what are some of the secrets that you can share with other women that might need options, right? Because sometimes they don't put on the makeup. Maybe they want to look organic, but a lot of times, sometimes the no makeup might not be how it should be expressed. I feel like some women should wear makeup and some don't really need it.
And so beauty secrets for men too, because I need some of your secrets.
You know what? I think my favorite secret in the whole world, which is a misconception, is Botox.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because it makes your face, I can't move. Wow. You know?
You do not have one wrinkle. You do not have one wrinkle.
No. I need that. I need that. I don't want to move.
Botox is preventative.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't, preventative, you know? Uh-huh. It just, your face doesn't move, so it looks perfect.
Love
you know?
I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
Yes, I see this. I see this. Oh my God.
You don't move, so that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Well, definitely Botox is very much a good remedy. I feel like once you start doing fillers and you start doing surgery and plastic surgery, I still think it's still fine. It just depends on how you want to define your body, because it's your temple, right? It's just how you want to look. Because, you know, I've had no surgery, and, you know, I'm not sure if you've done anything, but we all have the right to move our body how we want, as long as I think it's still us.
Yeah, I mean, Botox and clearly lip fillers.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, you guys would think I was born with them, you know?
Right.
You look great.
But
so.
Yeah. No, I called my nurse, Nurse Mel, and I was like, I'm going to go on a podcast. You must Botox me and fix my lip you know, whatever you got to do. Okay. I'm like, my neck? Oh, my God. Botox on your neck.
No way.
And your chin and right here.
Okay.
Botox right here.
Mm-hmm.
So your skin doesn't really move.
Oh.
Botox right here. Lip fillers. Oh, Botox in my nose right here.
Really?
Yeah. So your nose will flare up.
No way.
Yeah. Okay. And then also Botox on your armpits so you don't sweat.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
These are some really good secrets.
You might need Botox on your armpits because you'd be sweating.
No, yeah. I used to sweat.
You'd be sweating.
I used to sweat a lot. And I would only wear black or have my arms like this because I would sweat. And then you could see it. And then back in school, people would make fun of me, the kids. You know, it was horrible. So I'll wear a big jacket too. Kids are horrible.
Oh my God.
Used to wear a big jacket in the summer because I had like an issue, you know, where it was just not sweating regular. I was sweating a lot.
Right. Yes,
so
yes.
She's like, oh, I got you.
Oh my God.
Shoots me up. Oh, no sweat.
Wow.
No yes.
Way. There's an answer right there. There's an answer for everything.
There's an answer for everything.
And whoever your nurse is, I mean, I've seen people with Botox before and you just know, but like, I don't even, you can't
cannot
tell
even
that
tell.
You had a needle in your face at all. Like, it looks amazing. She does really good work.
She's amazing. Nurse Mel in Fontana, California.
Girl.
Melissa Cox.
Okay. Oh, we're going to find you because you live in Fontana too.
She's amazing. And I guess not in camera, but I mean, she has always taken care of me.
Yes.
She's such a sweetheart. You guys have to meet her.
Okay.
She's such a sweetheart. She's always down to help. This is a person. I love people that mean well, are not going to gain anything from you. It's hard to find real people that seriously mean that this is what. There's always the people when they talk to me, I'm like, I already know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to use you for escrow or title.
Yes,
you want me to come and bring you clients for your restaurant. You know, you already know, right?
Yes.
But her, since day one, has always been like, what do you need, sweetie? You know, I love her.
To take care of you.
Yeah, I wish her nothing but the best in life and nothing but success.
Oh, my God, love it. And also, I'm sure you have a gym routine and
oh,
the way you
God,
eat.
Oh, God, no, it's just surgeries.
Oh, my God, I love it, I love it.
I need to get into working out. I do because, you know, your inside needs to work out, I guess.
Okay.
That's how they say.
You know, I love it.
Yeah, but, honest.
Yes, I've gotten two BBLs, let me tell you guys.
Okay,
yes,
well,
two BBLs, my boobs. I know you think it's real, but
you know.
It's not.
Right.
And that's it, just the boobs and the BBLs.
There you go.
Yes.
So maybe if you guys are watching, like, it's not the worst thing to go get some work then, you know what
Absolutely
I mean?
Absolutely not. Yeah. It's the best decision I ever made in my life.
And I think, like you said, preventative too.
And preventative. You know? Botox, preventative. And if you have thin lips, do lips a little bit. You don't have to do like me.
Right.
Just do a tiny bit. Believe me, change your whole life around.
Right. And I have to say that preventative word because I really mean it when I say, like, you look like you're in your 20s and, like, you have no kids and no husband stressing you out or anything.
Yeah, I do not.
You know what I mean?
Single,
yeah,
no kids.
No kids, not married.
Only child.
Right. Only child.
And wealthy.
Not taking care of the family.
And wealthy.
And wealthy, you know, hello.
Right. Not being the older one of the sisters.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
So preventative, you know. Again, me and Eli have had a couple things. You know, I do a little bit of Botox.
Did he just throw you under the bus?
Right. Yeah, I did.
He's like, I didn't have any surgery, but Eli did.
He automatically voted me into the
I was like, I had some Botox, but Eli had his nose done.
But I needed to get it done. It was medically necessary.
I love you. I love
and you know what's crazy? I told him he didn't need it done. I really, really thought
I gotta
he
see
didn't.
This
he didn't want me to spend the money is what it is. He didn't want me to spend the money. That's what it was. He's like, what are you doing with the American
like,
flag?
Oh, he's like beautiful on his own. He doesn't need that.
He did
like,
not he say that.
But then, not going to lie, after it was done, I was like, okay, you did need it.
All of a sudden.
How long have you guys been together?
Oh, my God.
14 years.
14 years. Yes, and yeah. How did you guys meet? I think I don't have to talk that close, right?
Let's see.
I don't know. Sorry.
No, you don't have to be that close. But
oh, yeah. But whatever works. But we actually met like on Facebook, we'll say.
And who DM'd who?
He DM'd me.
DM'd him.
No, and he said he was like, oh, like, I have the same hairstyle as you. I think you're going to like me. And check this out. He didn't even have a picture.
Oh.
But guess who responded to no picture?
He did.
So I blame you.
You know what? My inbox was dry for a couple of days, and I was like, you know what? Let me go write this guy back.
Is that what you say? My inbox
was
dry.
I was like, let me go write this guy back. I have nobody to talk to.
Who makes those words?
And here we are 14 years later.
I love it. I love it.
So soft, Christ. So hey, so check this out, Cynthia. We're getting close to and nearing the end of our podcast.
No. I know. This is so sad.
But I do want to ask you a few more questions. So considering the fact, you know, you're beautiful, you're doing all these amazing things, you're a strong mother, you're a great,
entrepreneur,
a wife to your husband, entrepreneur. What is the next thing that you have in plan or in store? Maybe you haven't planned it yet, but right now you're a real estate agent. Let's just even put a time frame. In the next 5 years, what does Cynthia Quinones want to do with her life?
Yes, 5-year plan. Whew. We need to hear this.
I'm going to be so much more fucking successful.
Yes.
I don't know.
And let's plan it. What does that look like?
I mean, I think I'm going to... I don't have aspirations of really having my own brokerage right now.
Okay.
You know, I just kind of want to continue working in what I'm doing.
Okay.
And, you know, I have a goal to meet every year now, I guess, you know, because... Mm-hmm. I did very excellent my first year. You know, I became a six-figure earner, top producer, you know. So now every year I have to keep up to that, you know. Mm-hmm. But I know in 5 years, I think it's going to be mega amazing. I just don't really have anything that I'm like.
No, but that's huge. I mean, in no flicks given, like the fact is you're saying you're going to become even a bigger producer. To me, you look like a luxury real estate agent, just the way you walk, talk, and dress, and your style. And I feel like that's your next thing. I feel like you're just going to continue doing what you already amazingly do.
Yeah, especially now, you know, a lot of people, she just got into real estate. Well, you can't do this, you can't do that. There's been a lot of those. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you have to crawl before you walk or run, whatever the saying goes. But I'm like, okay, Mrs. Four deals and I'm just kidding.
No, it should be there. It should be there. You know who you are.
It's true because this
you know who you are
all the time.
Yeah.
These type
and
of people.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, but see, I've been doing customer service for such a long time. Mm-hmm. I didn't just start 2 years ago.
Okay.
So why I'm successful these past 2 years is because I've been doing my what do you call it? My leads for all these 20 years that I've been older, you know? I've been already getting my clients before I even started in real estate, you know?
Right,
that's because I'm a people's person. And, you know, I'm very, I'm humble. I talk to anybody and I always, when I meet somebody, I put myself in their shoes and their needs and I just want to help them.
Wow.
Well, you know, and I became a listing agent before I became a buyer's agent.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you hear like how, I mean, because I've been told this before as a new agent, that you can't be a listing agent until you're a buyer's agent for a couple of years.
I didn't even know the significance of it. But right away, I started becoming a listing agent. And I had no idea. So people were like, you know what? Yeah, and I'm like, you didn't see that coming, did you?
Right, exactly.
You know, don't ever...
Right.
That is why you're not on this podcast. Just saying.
You feel me?
You know. But it's true. When you come into real estate, they're like, you can be a listing agent when you first start.
And one thing I have heard too, which by the way, and they're going to eat their words, is, this community is very luxury. Mm-hmm. So you can never, you can't.
Just watch. You guys
heard it. That's the thing, though. Everybody's with their tradition. Right. But there's somebody in that community that doesn't like you.
Right.
But they like me.
Yeah. Right. There's always going to be haters. I mean, there's always going to be people out there pointing fingers when they should be really pointing at themselves and fixing their own issues, you know?
Exactly.
And how do you feel being a newer age real estate agent, even though, you know, like for me, I'm like 10 years in and I have like a lot of old traditional ways of doing things, but I also keep up with the times and I feel like I'm like a new age realtor when it comes down to it, because I keep up with the times. Mm-hmm. But you are more like 2 years in. Like, what are things that you're doing to make yourself be this top producing agent?
Okay, yes.
You know, you are.
Because honestly, there's a lot of realtors.
There are.
There's so many of us.
There really is.
What makes me stand out?
Yes.
And I feel it's my personality when I come and talk to the people. It's like I don't see them as just a client. I think all my clients have became my friends. Yes. And, you know, and I'm very personable and I do things from the heart. I'm always on call. Our relationship doesn't end when, you know, I'm very... They can count on me. I feel like I'm very trustworthy. I understand their needs. I always call myself the full service realtor because I will do anything for my clients, even before I become their client. I'm already talking to them. They're already important to me, and it's real.
Yes,
it's not fake.
Wow. Love
you know, and I think they see it. And there's times that I have to tell the escrow companies, title companies, the loan officers, this ain't about you. This is about my clients.
Oh, right.
Wow. You know, and I'm sticking up for them. I don't care if you're my friend as a lender or as an escrow officer. F you. This is my client. And I'm going to fight with you until this deal is done and then we're friends again. Just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean.
Exactly.
Stick it to your core.
Yeah.
And that's power. Yeah. I mean, again, that's why I feel like you've been doing this for 20 years because a new agent. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But
they're
from what I've seen, they're
to
scared
to speak up.
Right.
Yes. To you know, you see an escrow officer, you're scared.
Yeah.
Or a title officer.
Yeah.
You're scared. I'm like, hell no. I'll get on my phone. I'm like, did you just do this? Did you just, you know? I'm like,
exactly.
But it's because my goal is my client. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take them from point A to point C.
Wow.
Carry them if they have to be carried, you know?
It. And it shows, and it shows. And I think one of my final questions, at least, is you're in this new world now. It's been about 2 years that you've been full-blown real estate agent. You're out of the house now a lot of the time. Of course, you would have your time where you were out of the house before.
I had a lot of fun,
you know,
too.
Right, you were having your fun, but now you're having fun but also working.
No, yes,
you know. And
I would just sit there and throw parties, like the best parties all the time.
Oh my god,
know?
I'm so sad I didn't
yes
know
you.
I
yes
would be there.
You know, but, my, you know, yeah.
But then how is your life now, you know, now that you're maybe away from your son for a couple hours a day or a lot of hours? You're away from your husband now, probably a lot more hours because you're out there working till who knows when. How is it like coming back home now? And how is your life now?
I can honestly say that now my life is perfect.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yes.
I love
it.
That?
It came to a full circle.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm away from my son for 10 hours. Thank God. Just kidding. He's going to. Just kidding. That's
we
a
have
joke.
Kids. We
By
have
the
kids.
Way,
we
I say a lot of jokes.
Wow.
Okay. That's my personality.
Wow.
No. It's just, it's perfect. There's the mom wife. There's a social life. There's a daughter, life. You know, and then there's the work life. It's like perfect, you know? And believe me, life has not been easy at all.
I love how you said perfect, because there's perfection in imperfection.
Exactly.
And I think that's such a great recipe to understand how to live your life. You
listen,
know?
I'm going to get in the car and I'm going to fight with my husband, right?
Right.
So
yeah,
that's just...
Know.
You know, I'm not saying my life is the best. I'm
right.
Everything's so perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfectly imperfect.
Ah,
exactly, you know?
Oh my God.
So I'm going to go home, fight with my husband. I'm going
right.
to fight with my kids.
Yeah.
I'm fight with my mom, my sisters,
yeah.
my coworkers. But guess
yes.
what? It's just perfect. Because
wow.
it makes sense.
Oh
fighting or not agreeing to things is part of life.
Oh
so
God.
When there's it. Fighting, it has nothing to do with... Your life sucks, or maybe I'll go somewhere else. It won't be like that. It's gonna be like that everywhere you go. Believe
And to end it. Let's have you speak to the camera. Give maybe some words of encouragement, maybe to other individuals who are mothers, or maybe men that are at home or haven't yet reached a moment in their life that they could do something good for themselves. Are there any words that you can share with somebody of how you were able to get out and get yourself out there?
I think. I wasn't ready for a long time. I mean, I thought life was just, I mean, no, I had a lot of ups and downs, but I wasn't ready for a long time. And there is the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's going to only get better. It all depends on how you take on the situations and how you persevere with your mentality. And no one, not one person, is going to do anything for you but yourself. You have to be your own hero. You have to, you're the only person you can depend on. You know, don't look for validation anywhere else, or you have to love yourself and know I am worth so much more, you know? Wow. Just keep striving, keep. And if you ever get lost, call me.
There you go.
I just wish there was times when I felt like so alone, and I felt like this is my life. No, this is not your life, and things can only get better. But you have to believe in yourself. You cannot expect anybody else to believe in yourself if you don't believe it. You know, if you don't believe in yourself, don't expect anybody else to. You know, I came into the real estate game not knowing shit. And I was like, I'm act like I know everything. Mm-hmm. Even if I didn't know it, I didn't know anything. But I acted like I know what I'm doing. I was very confident. Even if I had all the doubts in my life, I was so scared, and I still just walked in there, and I'm like, I'm gonna make this my,
Wow, Cynthia, that is so impactful, guys. Oh guys, gotta follow her. So let's go ahead and let them know, how can they follow you?
Sin Money with two Y's on Instagram, and what else?
Or you can call her. She's a real estate agent.
You guys can call me 949-558-4064. My name is Cynthia Quinones. Yes.
There you go.
For those buyers, sellers, and investors. And also, wait, have you ever thought about being a public speaker? Because that was powerful.
No.
That last statement was great.
No. So I'm going to be honest. I've been being a speaker for these past year and a half, and I've been so scared. Even today, I was just dreading. Mm-hmm. And you see me in person, I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
A river. Mm-hmm. Everybody tells me, get a podcast. You talk too much. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Love it.
And I'm like, no. And then today, I was like, oh, there's no way. I'm so shy.
Oh, my gosh.
In a weird way, when there's the camera in front, I get shy. I don't know why. Right. Even though I love it. You take a million selfies. Right.
Even though you got 500,000 followers.
Yes. Yeah. I don't stop Instagram. You know, I'm like, hello, look at me. You know, my hair. You know, this. Yes.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when there's a camera, I like freeze. And then, like I told you earlier, I have two daughters, Mia, Maya. Let's not forget my son, Louis.
Shout out.
And then my other son, baby. Okay. Anyways, so my daughters are always looking at podcasts, and I'm like, babies, I'm going over there. How do I, any tips? Mm-hmm. They're like, Mom, they're your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Just go in there and talk, act like you're talking to your friends.
Exactly, yeah.
That's what did the switch for me.
Wow.
And you look very confident, too. Yeah, you did very well.
Shout out to Maya, Mia.
We love you.
Shout out, guys. So thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Thank you
we
guys
really
for having me.
You. Anytime.
Yeah.
You're
hopefully
really
we do this again.
Yes, we have to have a round two because this was too short, I feel like.
We could go on all day.
You know, we could go on all day. And you need to have your own podcast because whoever told you that, they're right.
One day.
Yeah, yes. I got too much on my plate right now.
Okay, love it.
Guys, thanks so much for sharing this experience with us, Cynthia. We appreciate you. We're going to roll these reels out. Podcast to be released probably like in 3 weeks on YouTube. So stay tuned. We really do love you being here. Thank you so much.
We love you. Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye, guys.
Cheers.